So you've received a diagnosis. You or your loved one are now receiving treatment. What do you do once the medical side of the issue has been addressed?
That's a great question, Chris. Call our office. At Steinbacher Goodall and Your Check, we offer that free initial consultation where you can meet with our certified dementia practitioners and our attorneys to start your planning. Many individuals who have a dementia diagnosis are otherwise healthy and may live a very long life. But as the disease progresses, some type of care will likely be needed. Most individuals with a dementia diagnosis are actually in great physical health otherwise, but completely unaware of what's going on and unable to make decisions at some point throughout the progression. Someone with dementia can easily live 5, 10, 15, or maybe more years in some type of skilled nursing facility. As we discussed in our other shows, it's over $10,000 a month for skilled nursing home care in Pennsylvania. So you can see how easily you can lose all of your assets if you live in a nursing home for many, many years. Even if you have not already engaged in some type of planning, when you receive that diagnosis, it's the time to call our office to get started. We talked about the 5-year look back in our other shows. This is a great time to get started with that 5-year look back. We can still protect assets and get you qualified for the help you need, even if you have a diagnosis or even if you need care now. Nobody ever wants to go to any type of facility to receive care, but sadly, that's not always practical when we're dealing with a dementia diagnosis. There's a lot to consider: the safety of the individual who has dementia, the safety and the health of the caregivers. Jenna and I hear a lot of stories about things that can go wrong when you try to keep someone home and it's no longer safe. What if the individual with dementia leaves the stove on? What if they get in their car and go for a drive and get lost? What if they start wandering? What if they have sundowners and are on the complete opposite time cycle that you are? We hear of spouses that don't ever sleep. They're staying up 24/7 to take care of their husband and wife. We also realistically deal with most children living out of the area. While there is help available for in-home care, nursing home placement may be the only option if you have a diagnosis of dementia. However, at our office, we help walk through those options with you and figure out what makes the most sense. Can we help get in-home care for you to keep your loved one home? Or do we need to look at nursing home placement?
A lot of folks initially have the idea, I'm just going to take on the care and provide it on my own. But what they quickly realize or come to find out, that's just not always possible. And a lot of cases, not super realistic without dragging everybody else into it as well.
You're right, Chris. All too often, we start off with a new client and they're saying in-home care. And within a matter of days or weeks, we're talking about placement at that point in time. And honestly, in-home care can be really costly. There are some benefits to help pay for that, which we'll talk about as well in another show. But if we're going to private pay for in-home care, it can cost about $25 an hour. If you need to pay for 24-hour-a-day care for your loved one, you're looking at $600 a day, $4,200 a week, and $16,800 a month.
Kristen, thank you so much for the information. Coming up after the break, we're going to discuss several scenarios you may find yourself in and what you could do to get the help that you need. It's all coming up in just a moment on Elder Care Radio.